Germany's foreign minister is on the defensive, not for anything he's done in office, but for his involvement in violent street protests nearly 30 years ago. The German magazine Stern published photos this week that show him during his days as a member of a radical anarchist group. In one picture, he appears to be beating a police officer. From Berlin, NPR's Guy Raz reports that the pictures have raised new concerns about Germany's most popular politician.
Joschka Fischer's morning jog takes him through the trendy Berlin neighborhood of Hackischer Markt. It is on these jogs when Fischer, decked out in polar fleece and Nike Airs, most seems to betray his past. A past where healthy living and material possessions were tossed aside, indulgences for the bourgeois. But Fischer, a leader of the Green Party, is now foreign minister in one of the most powerful governments in the world. At a press conference yesterday, he recounted his political transformation from street radical to defender of the Constitution.
I made a break with my old way of thinking, and it was more than just a normal break. I broke with my political convictions, which I and other people had in the 70s, but I've never given the impression that I wasn't speaking the truth.
Fischer later went on to say his involvement in street battles was a bad mistake and a big error. The foreign minister's never hidden the fact that he was part of the radical left scene in the late 60s and early 70s. It's part of his appeal. So his apology yesterday was all the more surprising, and public opinion pollster Bernard Wessels suspects the comment was designed to preempt political fallout.
He was not really a person on the violent side. But on the other hand, this debate we have now with his pictures and so on shows that he was not nonviolent on the other hand, too. So that is a problem.
And though Wessels and most other political observers dismiss the gravity of the photos, members of the opposition Conservative Party, the Christian Democratic Union, are starting to wonder whether Fischer's past might harm Germany's reputation abroad. Lawrence Meyer is the general secretary of the CDU.
There is a big difference in whether Mr. Fischer was a tacit supporter of left-wing extremists or whether he was an active member who may have incited others to use violence. If this was the case, then we will be compelled to raise other questions.
The photos, published in Stern magazine, show a helmeted, mustached, and rather tubby young Fischer standing over a cowering police officer at a 1973 rally. Stern received the photos from Bettina Ruhl, daughter of the German terrorist Ulrike Meinhof. Meinhof's daughter released the photos after accusing the foreign minister of selling out his principles. She's also vowed to release a Super 8 film recording of the same protest. In the past, Fischer has been a target of left-wing protesters who opposed his support for NATO's bombing campaign against Yugoslavia. This all comes at a sensitive time for Fischer. Later this month, he'll testify at the trial of Hans-Joachim Klein, a former acquaintance of Fischer's and a suspected left-wing terrorist. Klein is on trial for his alleged role in the mass kidnapping of OPEC oil ministers in Vienna in 1975. Speculation here is already mounting over whether the live-action protest footage and Fischer's upcoming testimony will bring down the most popular politician in Germany. Guy Raz, NPR News, Berlin.